Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
All right, let's speak to Professor Barry Shube.
Yes, who's the chair of the Ministerial Advisory Committee on COVID Vaccines. Good afternoon, Professor.
Good afternoon to you. Good afternoon to Cathy.
Would you go hand to hand with a grizzly?
Take my chances with COVID.
much fiercer, actually.
I think that says it all. Yeah. So, thank you, Professor. We appreciate the time. So, what does this increase mean? The 17.3 positive rate, what does this actually mean?
I think it really means very much. You know, we really don't put too much store on day-by-day reports for a number of reasons. First of all, over the weekends, the rate of reporting drops quite markedly. And then even the actual numbers themselves, particularly now, you know, when most of the cases are mild and they don't even reach the kind of reporting data system at all. But the important thing really is a seven-day moving average. In other words, we take an average over 7 days, over a week, what the daily rate is over that average. And that gives you a more precise measure rather than looking at day by day. So I think 17% from yesterday doesn't really mean a great deal. It could be just that there's more reporting today.
Yep.
You know, over the weekends it drops.
Okay, now I guess that makes sense because, I mean, we're looking at 5,284 reported new cases. And obviously what this does instills fear, you know.
Well, I think the epidemic, I don't even call it an epidemic, the wave, I don't even call it a wave. Really, it's an upsurge. The upsurge due to these Omicron subvariants is starting to come down now. So if it's a fifth wave or an upsurge, whatever your terminology is, certainly we've reached the crest of it. And it's far lower than we had than each of the other preceding waves, which were genuine waves due to variants.
Right.
So, you know, we look at the number, we now, it peaked at 7,685. The fourth wave, which was the Omicron wave, that peaked at 23,437. So you see it's very much higher in terms of numbers.
I guess it's just people's understanding, perception, and it's just people are scared, and quite understandably so.
Yeah, I think we just got to learn to live smartly with this virus. Mm. It's not going to disappear. We're going to have it. So it's particularly now, we're still in a rather uncertain time. We don't know how this Omicron is going to evolve. We know that it is generating new subvariants. The latest subvariant, the B4 and the B5, BA4 and BA5, are ones which are really quite good at escaping immunity, either from past infection or from the vaccine. That's worrying, but fortunately, on the positive side, it's causing very much milder disease. But at this stage, there's still uncertainty what lies ahead of us until we can get over it, until we can get vaccines which are going to be good against all these variants, and until we can be assured that we're not going to get a new, completely new variant.
Absolutely.
Which caused the previous waves.
No,
so that's we still need to leave smartly. We need to still keep some of those restrictions, the masks, and still get vaccinated.
No, thank you for that, Professor. Anyway, that was Professor Barry Shube, who is the chair of the Ministerial Advisory Committee on COVID Vaccines.